Hello and welcome to another episode of The Tribe Urban. Today in the studio we have four amazing guests, three of which you've heard before, and a special one who's really on here to talk a lot more about today's topic. I'm Kosi Diamanda, your host, and I'm gonna let them introduce themselves before I tell you what the topic is, and then we'll take it away. So I'll start from my right.
My name is Maureen.
Hi Maureen.
She's our friend.
I'm a friend of everyone here.
And my name is Jennifer. I'm a creative.
Hi Jennifer.
Hi, my name is Chinedu. I'm the founder of the Brand of God.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey. I identify as a son of God. I am God.
Relax. All right, so today's topic is self-love and body positivity. I am very interested in this one because personally I have been assaulted in this life. We're going to get into it because this is very sensitive. Yeah. There's a lot going on in the world. People are worried about their weight. People are finding it hard to even love themselves and struggling with their identity. It's a serious topic. But like I told you, there's someone special who we brought on to really, really kickstart the conversation. So I'm going to let her tell us a little bit more about this.
I like
Before we get serious, like we're just diving.
Come on, let's
tell people how many takes did he have before we
okay.
Hopefully this is the final take. Well, how many introductions did you have for you before?
Guys, we don't have to cast. Don't cast.
People thinking our podcasting is
easy. It's not too.
Okay.
So, icebreaker, I have a question.
Why are you asking?
Doubts everyone actually. Okay. Doubts the tension in the room.
Thank you.
What part of your body are you uncomfortable with?
That's not no.
Jeffrey.
That's liquid nitrogen.
That's wow.
We're here to be sincere. We're here to be real.
Why is this such a problematic question?
Thank you.
I feel
it's the amount of vulnerability that goes behind that meeting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So let's
share. I can tell you the ones that I used to be, but right now, how about now?
That's why we're here.
Don't be shy.
Everyone
has to say something. Because you can't say you love every part of yourself.
Earlier, I don't know if you were here yet, but before we all first started recording, I was telling people about how I'm, to an extent, disappointed in the fact that I don't have a regular or constant workout routine. And that's because when I look at my pack,
your tummy region,
my barrel, not pack, my barrel, sometimes I'm like, this can be better. Not because of anybody, just for my own sake, because sometimes the flap, the fold, it just gets uncomfortable. So yeah, I'm currently battling it down.
So it's your belly.
You are loved.
Thank you.
So it's quite interesting. I've never for a long time I was never really concerned about my body until quite recently, and someone made me conscious of my body.
A girl.
It doesn't matter. And then I became conscious of my body and all of that. But you know, that's my tummy, right? My dad bod. Right, I had to look at it, and I looked at it a couple of times, but I was like, nope, I choose joy. Choose joy. Moving on.
I have something to say, but eventually,
okay. For me, I think it's my toes. So it's so terrible. You know, but I found a way to start loving it. Like, it's, I always wanted like this perfect manicure. So and it's so big, at some point it's coming chicken feet, you know, growing up. So and I have the way I stand that makes it like very obvious that this girl's toes are terrible. At some point I just had to embrace it, love it. I can't change it. So
funny enough, I want to change my answer. No, my toenails. People look at me and say, oh, you have nice hands, nice fingers.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, anyway, fingers are amazing, but the
people like my lashes. Like you have girl lashes.
Because
you're
always wearing glasses, I can see
them from this angle.
Okay, go see your turn.
No, we can't skip you now.
After you, I asked the question.
Oh, fair enough.
I'll actually respond, go on.
Okay, for me, my ankles. Okay.
Which one? Oh, sorry.
Wait, that one you have socks on.
No, that's not. I have really skinny ankles, and I'm like, okay. I see girls with full legs. I'm like, But yeah, I mean, when I was young, they called me Johnny Bravo.
What?
Yes. And trust me, they didn't call me that because I had muscular arms. They called me that because my ankles, my legs were really tiny, and then every other place was just kind of like bigger. So I looked like Johnny.
Over to me.
Wow, there as well.
Is it a part of my body? I think mine is not a part of my body because I've done that work to be comfortable with all parts of my body, but I think mine would be that is how I'm working on it, how I speak. How I speak, I'm very uncomfortable with it. That's part of the reason why I had to start forcing myself to record videos. It's part of my development process. So when people say, oh, you're always recording videos, yes, I have sense, I have the wisdom to share, but I'm also working on myself, and I'm
interested.
That's amazing.
Before we move on, let's talk about the parts of ourselves we love the most, so that it doesn't
we're not deflated.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
alright,
no, I'm waiting for you. I actually know it's just boring.
But then you were like, and I thought you were going
to. No, I was going to mention Jeffrey because I'm really excited about the part of my body that he loves.
I think I'll tell you part of my body. I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
I'll tell you something.
You don't feel comfortable about the bad one and the good one. I mean, sorry. The one you don't like.
Hello, we're all on a journey. Bravo.
No, do not do that.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't help myself sometimes. Okay, for me, I'll say it's my my palm. So I have very sensitive palms, and I see that when I do try and pay attention to them, it's easy for me to interact with the world, with people. Like whenever I shake somebody, I feel everything.
I've never paid attention to this feeling.
Sorry, define feel everything.
So it's like I don't know how to explain it, but it's like they're very receptive, they're very sensitive.
So it's like Spider-Man kind of feel, just curious.
Spider-Man.
Your palms are tingling.
Jeffrey, man.
I need to be serious, man. My palms. I recently just fell in love with it because I realized that, oh, wow, I didn't have to be uncomfortable about the sweatiness or the hypersensitivity, but it's actually an opportunity for me to get to feel things. So if I hold a cold can, can of Sprite, I hold it and I feel the sensations from the coldness to the smooth surface. If I'm shaking somebody, I don't shake you, I give them knuckle. But they'll be looking at me like, why are you weird? I'm like, no,
you don't want to feel them.
Wow. Exactly. Especially if there's no vibe.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Chinedu, are you googling palm sensitivity?
It's funny. It's quite interesting. I never really.
You didn't answer.
That's what I'm about to answer.
I never really paid attention a lot. But if I would say one part of my body that I like a lot, my face.
Actually. Nice. Mm. Right. Fine boy.
I feel like, you know, there's fine boy privileges.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I never used to pay attention to the fact that I was a fine boy until 2021. Wow. I went to have a haircut. And my barber's name is Davido, guys. And they gave me a haircut, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, wow, you're fine.
God, you
did great. All the while, it never really occurred to me. So, you know, guys will go and, you know, you're talking to babes and all of that, and you'll be like, oh, you have the opportunity to be able to do that. I never really said.
So, is it because of the guy's skills? Because you've been cutting your hair for like.
Yeah, but yeah, no, but he just cut my hair and then my whole face just came out. I just looked at it like,
wow.
Yeah, this is actually fine, you know. And then people, if you're probably not the tribe, then I used to say I'm being the image and likeness of God. I was like, yeah, because it became a theme for me. Yes, yeah, so I like my face. Yeah.
That's nice.
Wow.
Jenny?
For me, I can see what I want, right?
So let's say the one you like the most.
My nose.
Yeah, so
my nose, I can pass for any tribe
and actually.
So basically I can actually say, oh, she's from here or she's from Africa. So basically, so, and a lot of people wanted to steal it, you know.
To steal your
but,
nose.
Yeah, trust me, you know, they keep touching and trying to make it longer.
Can I touch it?
So yeah, it's my favorite.
Okay. For me, it's my face as well. So, I'm a fine girl. Yeah.
It's the confidence.
I'm stealing it from you, actually.
Oh, nice. So okay. I was going to go with my face, but no, I'm not going to share. I'm not going to share with you guys. My legs. My legs are actually very sexy.
Pastor Tommy.
So that's why intentionally we wear sneakers and wear shorts, because We got it.
She don't got it.
Forget about it.
It's the pride for me.
It's not pride when it's true.
It's not pride when it's true. Okay. Maureen, circa 2023.
I'm glad we have something that we all like and cherish about ourselves. So that brings us to the topic. Can we start now?
Yes.
We've started. Have we broken the ice?
Yes.
Okay, broken. All right, Jenny. Take it away. Back to you.
Wow.
Have you mentioned the topic already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have.
So basically the topic is self-love and body positivity. Or should I say body image? And I feel like a lot of people struggle with loving themselves. Even if, yeah, everybody say, oh, you look amazing, I know. And then there's that one moment that you stand in front of the mirror and you just don't see what people see. So yeah, like, really, this tummy that is poking out that. It's just, I remember when you said that the stomach is not that obvious,
yeah,
you know, but I'm sure that sometimes you just look at the mirror and like, the stomach that is not that obvious, that they said that is not that obvious.
I'm not sure.
I feel, you know, we just have to, you know, embrace who we are at that particular moment. It's probably a journey. If it's for a woman, when you get pregnant and you sound like this really beautiful body, and then
I dreaded
it. See, knows that their nose is so big, and you have scars, and you can't even. I know one or two people that will just cover the mirror. In fact, they don't want to see me. it's a mental thing. So you have to be able to get yourself to a part that, okay, it's the process. My body is passing through all these moments. So I have to embrace the journey, you know, and get to where, you know, see where it's taking me to. And I feel like we should just share
personal stories.
I'm
tempted to sing Blood So Long.
I'm not sure I know that song. So I missed the joke.
Yeah,
I missed the joke.
This is the random plug, Blood, Soul and Bones by Bernard Franklin. Very good song.
Okay, why I said this topic was very sensitive for me, because body positivity is something I have struggled with for the longest time in my life. I have this aunt that tells me, because you're too sensitive, you shouldn't care about your body so much, you look beautiful. In my mind I'm like, you don't know what I've been through. Okay. I have been bullied for being bigger when I was younger. I have gone through different diets trying to lose weight. I have done the exercise thing. I literally looked at myself. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes, and I think mentally I'm picturing something a lot different from what others have seen. I wish I could see myself through the lens of someone else, because I just keep seeing myself as a fat person.
So if I may ask, were you bigger than this at some point?
Yes, I was.
I may say bigger than this, you're big like me, or bigger than me, or you're yet to get to me.
I was nowhere near you, but somehow everyone still kept calling me fat.
Yeah.
I can be child fat.
Yeah, it was like, it was kid fat. Like my face was all puffy and round.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone this story, and I think I tell it so that I can just get comfortable with it. And that's because someone had a three-legged dog. Is it called legged? Legged. Yeah. Whatever they want. The dog should have three legs.
Yeah.
And then I came to buy something from his mother's kiosk, and I became the object of his amusement.
Okay.
He let his dog loose on me. His dog was Bingo, I remember.
Mm.
And then this dog chased me, and the kids around followed the dog to chase me.
With three legs.
With three legs.
Wow.
Which is funny, because it sounds like it probably looked even a lot more hilarious.
Yeah.
And then they were screaming, Akpapu, Akpapu, Akpapu. And Akpapu, in case you don't, if you're not Igbo, that means bag of akpu. You don't know akpu. Cassava. Exactly. And it chased me all the way back to my house.
Were you fairer than this?
I can't recall.
Because I'm trying to compare the color of akpu.
Ouch, but so it just seemed like every single person has had an opinion, still have, to be honest, on how I look, what I should look like, what I should feel like.
Yeah.
So it makes it really, really hard to really truly love myself. Mm. Like I say, okay, right now I've lost the weight. I feel like I look the best that I have ever looked. And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. But deep down, I know that I have to still wake up. I weigh myself like 3 times a day. Yes, I do. Mm. I starved myself. They called it intermittent fasting. Mm. But I did that until I had ulcer. So it's just been a struggle. And people don't really know this. But body positivity, self-love, it's something that people battle constantly.
True. Okay. So, if I'm going to add anything to this conversation around body positivity, is the fact that somehow society has assumed or made everybody believe there is one way to look.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The reason they will say, oh, this person is more beautiful than this person is simply because somewhere in their head they have one picture of beauty.
Yeah.
And that's BS. There's no one picture of beauty. There's no one picture of perfection. The way I see human beings, I think it's because of how my journey with God has been. The way I look at human beings, this is not me being a Christian. This is not me being a pastor. I look at human beings and I see different expressions of God. I know God is vast. I look at the stars. I look at the moon. Some days I just sit there and imagine how 5 of us are different expressions and different variations of God. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when there's this picture of God that we love in our house, that when you look at the people with God in heaven, mm-hmm. when if you read Revelation, the book of Revelation in the Bible, talks about where you look at God, you see a different picture of God every time.
Yeah.
So when they bow,
like a diamond.
Yes, like a diamond that reflects. Right, once they bow, whenever they raise up their head, the reflection of God is a different reflection.
Oh.
So that's how I see human beings. Once I look at Jeffrey, I'm seeing a total different, unique expression of God. Mm-hmm. I see a different and a total and a unique expression of God. So it doesn't occur to me that this person doesn't look a certain way. Mm-hmm. Maybe because my mind has been disabused from that one picture of perfection.
Yeah.
Right? And we still have to do that hard work of letting people know that, see, leave people, let them be the way they are. If anyone wants to do exercise, I was telling someone that there are 2 perspectives to exercise. If you hate yourself and based on that hate, you go to do exercise to change your body, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah.
If you love your body and you choose to do the exercise because you love your body and you want to take care of yourself, it's a different mindset, a different motivation, and a different outcome eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if all of this conversation that we're having around body positivity, body image, I think there's a lot of schooling that has to happen in our society so people can just stop. Because you, as you're saying, you've been doing a lot of things to help yourself. But the more you do it, the more insensitive people will always make a statement.
Yeah.
Then that means it now behooves us to find a system where we shut them off.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's our responsibility because they won't stop. If I thought we're going to this conversation around body positivity, I think you should find its way into our curriculum, our education.
Yeah.
There has to be conversation around identity, our different body parts, what our body can do. What's the purpose of this body? We focus too much on the external. The external is important, right?
Yeah.
But then this body was not just meant for people to feed on it. That's, oh, this one fine, this one no fine.
Yes.
There's a lot that this body can do and we never celebrate it. So I'm passionate about this course because I'm designing a course called Reclaiming Your Body Image.
I love it.
And when I was designing that course, I did the research. This is our human body. What are the things this body can do? When I discovered our organs, the systems, the different parts of our body, what the body, I'm like, oh my God. Then why are we too fixated on the physical? Right. So yes, it's a conversation that we need to have and keep on having, but the foundation of everybody's healing the foundation of each and every one of us getting to see ourselves as unique beings must start from us not seeing ourselves through the lens of other people.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you want to get to see yourself through the lens of other people. It's going to be unhealthy. Mm. Imagine wanting to see yourself through the lens of 5 different people. Mm. They'll give you different perspectives and you'll never be comfortable.
Yeah.
But don't you ever, ever, what does God see you as? That should be the only consolation. And then get to that point where you hold yourself and no matter what anybody says, if I'm fat, I like it. If I want to change myself, I want to become slim, let it just be based on the fact that this is what me and my God, you have decided. No human being can interfere.
Yeah.
That's why. This conversation, let me stop here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
very helpful. Honestly. So, I don't want to be psychological, but I would double a bit. But what she said is really important, you know, about you caring what other people think. Because most times I find that people project things that they don't like about themselves
on other people. Yeah. True. Their insecurity.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. And also in society, everyone knows that there's a possibility of you becoming an object of shame.
Yeah.
And so you try to beat people to it before it becomes your turn.
Mm.
So you find people who don't even know that they are doing it.
Yeah.
But maybe like that story you told.
Yeah.
It sounds funny now, but I can imagine what it must have been like for you. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry that happened. But a lot of those children were just participating.
Yeah. Mm. Unconsciously.
Unconsciously. Yeah. Right? Most of them were just participating. But if you turn things around, none of them would have wanted to be in that situation where they were an object of shame. And so most times, or in short, a lot of the time, as human beings, those are the things that drive people to just project their own insecurities before the light shines on them.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, just
deflect it before it gets to
us. Yes, that deflection.
Chidu, I feel like there's something you want to say here.
Yeah.
Feel free, speak up.
Okay, so I think, just like Jeffrey has said, people project their insecurities.
Mm.
The first question I would ask is, why? So, even today, you find that people look a certain type of way to look a certain type of way for people.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you hear things like spec. And it's necessary to bring that conversation in because it has made people to go and do certain type of things.
Just to meet up.
So, the first question I have is, how do you know that your spec is your spec? And why is it your spec?
Past experiences, what people have said, assumptions.
Hollywood.
Okay. Hollywood, Nollywood. That's my angle.
This is even confused. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a bit...
because if I look at history, I'm like, the different guys I've like maybe crushed on, they're all different. Like, I don't know what my spec is besides the fact I like smart people.
Okay,
that's you.
But the majority of the population, right? We're having a conversation. Yeah, I want to say something.
No, so what I'm saying is, basically, we are all attracted to a certain thing. Yeah. With the spec, so you say, okay, you like light skinned people, or you like dark skinned people, or like someone tall. Maybe the reason why you like someone tall is so that they lift you up. You know, I feel like that part doesn't really have much to do with the whole insecurity part. I feel
it does actually.
The question is asking is, why do you like what you like? Sometimes some people don't even know why they like you can be attracted to someone for certain reasons, but also you might think that what you would like, you know, when you see it, you like it, but that idea, you got it from somewhere. And that's why I said Hollywood, because
I've suffered from it.
So because that's a very, very important question that we want to ask, right? Because it's what makes people go to extremes.
Yeah, to look a certain
type of way. So the question is, where does it actually come from? Like, how do we know that tall, dark, and handsome? And then some people who are not tall become insecure.
Yeah.
And then some people now begin to say to you that, you're a short man.
Yeah.
How do we get that? Okay, you have to have curls. And then when people don't have curls, you know, they have to go and listen. How do people get that? Oh, you have to have six packs.
Mm.
Right. And then that is now an idea of what you're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Right. What's wrong with the dad bod?
Yeah.
Like, what's really wrong with that? So why, how, and all of that,
right? It's actually very deep because I feel like they've really programmed us.
No, it's media. I think in media. Because at a certain point, Mona Lisa, used to be, she was big. But then it switched to slimmer women. You know, they started spending so much money with playboys. So they wanted, like, if you're not slim, you're not slim. And that has to do with the medicals, the drug guys, because they have to sell their, products, drugs, fitness drugs. I have to take this one, you lose weight in like 7 days, So that's why up to now, they're the ones that are making so much money.
So,
because everybody say, enhance this part of your body.
And it's leading to death, right? It's leading to a lot of death, right? So what I find is that, yes, people project, but people also think they're making conscious decisions, but they're not making conscious decisions. They are actually a product of what has been fed to them, right? And so that's why somebody can come and say that you're fat. Like, who told you that fat was a bad thing in the first place?
Fat kind of might be a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying medical.
But if it's fat, still be healthy.
Because a lot of things that happen is as a result of why people begin to do stuff because of attraction. So you can be with someone and the person wants you to look a certain way because of how it makes them feel.
True.
And so how it makes them feel is what? Why do I have to look this way to make you feel this way? And all of that, right? And people change in shape over time. So a lot of times, we're having a conversation with somebody recently, myself and Jeffrey, and the person said, this is what he likes, the outside. And we're like, it's not usually the outside fit. That can come, but you want to really, really know a person on the inside before you actually know a person on the outside, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of times they say men are moved by sight. Then people now begin to respond.
And that's not a thing of pride.
And people begin to respond to that basically, right? So there's a lot of projection that allows us to begin to see ourselves as less.
Yeah.
And the whole of society is driven by esteem. And so when you always been put, an image has been put in front of you that makes you feel like you're not enough, there's always something way better.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at the American model industry, for example, from the 1990s, you know, they were like slim ladies all the way, and then it moved, and now you've gotten, and then it's going all the way, it's going all around. And so people are changing shapes and sizes to be able to feel, because people are not really, really centered or grounded or don't have any form of love. So there's no base. There's no base of who people are as a person.
So I'm glad you said
we have to put a base.
Exactly. What is the base? How do we create that base? How do people find that foundation we need?
So finding the foundation that you need, right? So here's the thing for me, right? Up until recently, I never really used to think about myself as fat. No, not like I didn't used to think about myself, but it never really affected my confidence.
Yeah.
I thought I was fat before. I'd gone to the gym. I'd gone a couple of times. There was a time I took medication and then I stopped and all of that, but it never really affected my confidence and never stopped me from and I realized that on the core of the inside of every person, right, is a quest for love and acceptance. And if you don't feel accepted, you would look for things to actually validate.
Also about that, I feel like you shouldn't have to wait for someone to accept you the way you are. Yeah, it starts with you accepting yourself as you are. Because I have some people that will come to my DM and like, I don't really like plus size people, but the way you carry yourself has made me, fall in love with your size. And I actually don't mind dating someone that is your size, because you're always happy just the way you are. So I feel like we accepting ourselves makes every other person accept us. Because it's about the inside.
So that's why she asked. That's why she asked the question of that base.
Yeah,
it's important for us to establish what this base is, and we must be careful not to base whatever we are basing this thing on, not on the physical. The physical is 100% flawed, and nobody will ever fit in. So if we're going to base anybody's body image or body positivity, it must be based on who God is, because that is the constant factor for every human. So that means once we begin to base it on God, it changes the conversation from how people look to who people are spiritually as beings, as unique beings. That's how we can then begin to recognize people for the value that they are. Right? My definition of self-worth, when I was doing this research, I had to redefine a lot of words. My definition of self-worth and my definition of self-esteem is different. I have to go here. So I said your self-worth is simply your self-esteem is your level of confidence in your worth as a child of God or as God's expression.
Can I repeat that?
Self-esteem is your level of confidence in your worth as God's creation. So when you want to unpack that, when you want to unpack your worth as a person, the conversation changes from just where you look. Okay. It starts from who you are as a divine being, spirituality, the value that you carry as an individual, the capabilities that you have, the fact that this body can host God. That's where the conversation starts. So anybody that cannot start the conversation around their body image from the fact that they host God, they are hinging their self-worth and their esteem on something that is very volatile, that can break at any point in time.
True.
So that's my definition of self-esteem. Then my self-worth is now your perception of who you are through the eyes of God. So you will never truly be able to esteem yourself correctly if you do not have an idea of your worth. So if you now want to measure your worth, now takes us back to, again, what God made you for. What you carry, the value that you have, what you can do, how you can express God upon the face of the earth, that changes the entire table of conversation around your self-worth. So that way you never look at people again and start judging them just by what you see. You start interpreting people based on who they are on the inside. If you check couples, basically when couples get married, over time when you start interacting with them, you no longer just focus on the physical. You start seeing the true essence of that human being, and it begins to change how you see that person's physical appearance. You will see somebody, why did this person marry this person? Because that person is not focused on the physical. Right? So we have to turn this table of conversation. The media has to learn that people's worth.
We have to enforce it. We have to teach it.
Right? People have to learn that conversation around esteem and body image and all of that must never start from the physical. We're not physical beings.
So can I just add to that?
Please.
So there's a scripture that says, my this is Christianese now, guys. There's a scripture that says, my glory rejoiceth, my body dwells confidently in safety. There's a scripture that says that. But in another translation, it says, my inner self rejoiceth, my body dwells confidently in safety. What that scripture is referring to is that your inner self has a glory. And that is what is communicated outwardly. And so your body dwelling confidently in safety physically is as a result of what is on the inside of you. Right? And so in essence, like she mentioned, the base of everybody should have plastered in their heart. The walls of the hearts of everyone should be plastered with the fact that they are loved. And a lot of us did not actually have that. Words were scarce because the inside of us is made up of words. Right? You plastered the hearts of everyone with your love. And that's the base. And that love, if it doesn't come from, you know, the family, then it comes because the people closest to you are the ones who will speak words that will either make you, mar you, hurt you, and all of that, right? So God's love, when he says my innermost self rejoiceth, what can make you, where do you feel happiness? Do you feel happiness on your body? Do you feel joy on your body? It's on the inside. So on the inside, you have to be joyful. You have to be happy. You have to be content. And those things are words that are transferred to you, that you have internalized. And so it's now, you know, beholds on us to be very, very, you know, even before we can begin to practice self-love, because we will still receive words or definitions of self-love from different places. And if those ones are not even founded on the fact that you're beloved, you're accepted, and then whether you're good, you're bad, it doesn't, it's not a matter that God loves you. That alone, affirming those words, speaking them to your hearing so that it enters your heart, is the foundation of you beginning to recover your self-image. And once you start beginning to, I was on that for a while, like, God loves me, I'm made in the image and likeness of God, I'm made it. And then I was in church on Sunday and someone, or on Wednesday, and someone said that you're glowing, it's something about you, you're glowing. And I was like, and I said, oh, it's Cosrx, because I use, you know, Cosrx in my face. And she was like, no, that's not what it is, there's something, like, it's, and I was like, yeah, it's the joy on the inside. It's the joy on the inside. People are actually not joyful on the inside. And you can't be joyful on the inside when you are not hearing things that are joyful in the first place. And so you take responsibility for that. So that's like the foundation, so that you are loved. If somebody tells you that, I was teaching in a class as well, and I was talking to one young girl, and she was saying that they used to speak to her anyhow in class. And I said, it's okay that they speak to you. Back. No. I'm saying that it's okay that you speak to you, but don't be silent. You don't have to interact with them. Speak back to yourself. So if they tell you that,
and sometimes speak back to them.
You can speak back to them. That's fine. But I mean, if you don't want to get in the scene, right? Once somebody tells you that you're not beautiful, you just remind yourself and tell you that God loves you.
Gorgeous.
That's this. What that does to you on the inside, there. Before you start beginning to do all the things to start accepting your body, you're first of all accepted on the inside. So whether or not, and may I say it anytime, I choose to identify as a son of God. Whether or not I am, whether I look anywhere, I don't look anywhere, it doesn't change the fact that my relationship is that I'm a son of God. And that's what would even birth the actions that you now even start taking, like, as a son of God, you know, as son of God, they look now. Make I wear this native, make I do this, you know. So it comes from a place of joy. You go to the gym with joy, you know, you'd have a new perspective for seeing things. So the foundation is that you are loved. If you don't believe that you're loved, you start saying it till you believe it. And that's where it starts from. And that, not just that you're alone by anybody, you're alone by God. Do you know what it is? She said something, and I say it's so profound. You are God. Take it like that. As heavy as it is, just take it like that.
It's heavy.
Just take it. It doesn't mean that you are a son of God, which means that you are God as well. But what I'm saying is that if the foundation of you is God,
then you are God.
And so if you see yourself, it's not a thing of pride and all of that kind of thing, that God dwells on my inside. And God's look a certain type of way. When you start thinking like a God, you start, that's what it is. So that's
there.
I have a question. On the issue of comparison, how do we navigate it? How do we stop comparing ourselves with ourselves? How do we ensure that our focus is focused on what, Chinedu said, being that we are loved. Because times are going to come where situations will tempt us to want to say, oh, but I don't look like this person. So how do we put ourselves in check to make sure that our focus is on this fact that we are loved, we are chosen, and we carry God?
The greatest thing that you can ever do to yourself, which is the foundation, is to talk to yourself.
Talk to yourself. Okay.
Basically, for me, it's self-affirmation. Basically, I stay, mirror does it for me. So it's like I'm looking at myself and now I'm reminding myself that, okay, that I'm beautiful, I'm loved. Every other person's opinion doesn't really matter, because there was a time in my life that I couldn't walk down the street alone. You know, you have people staring and you have people, you know, saying a lot of things like robot and stuff. So it became a process basically for me to embrace who I am and even be bold enough to jump into a career where my entire body is being it's on display, you know. So I always, I've been in situations whereby, let's say, there's a client's outfit that I have to model, and I honestly know that there's one scar like that has come up one place or the other, and I'm not really feeling it, but then I have to deliver. So it's just, you know, that constant remind, I have to remind myself that, see, you're beautiful no matter what. You're loved. The worst case scenario, the pictures don't come out well, they will put their edits. Photoshop, you know. So you just have to constantly, and then also have to know that whatever the other person say, whether you're slim, you're big, people always talk. That's the thing. You can't actually satisfy people. So just that, what, where you are at that moment, that's totally okay. As long as you are okay with it, it's your opinion that matters, not Obi, not your parents. Because another thing is, most family, most parents are the ones that say love shitty things to their kids, and so it's down. Like, and the thing is, most of them don't even know they're doing that. Because I remember growing up, that's one of the reasons why I can't try and say I want to go and sing my life. Because growing up, there, anytime I tried to sing, maybe during praise and worship and prayers in the morning, and then my mom would say I should do praise and worship, and when I start, I say, it's okay. All if it's continue. So it got in there that I can't sing, and I don't even bother, I just leave it, you know. So I feel that,
oh, God loves to hear your voice.
My talking voice, yes.
And your singing voice.
So I feel like parents needs to also, they need to do a lot of work, you know, like being positive when they talk to their kids, you know, encouraging them that okay, because we start small. It when we are all grown up, it's more work, kind of. So if it's that you are loved no matter what, you are too tall, you are albino, whatever size you are, I love you, and God loves you, you are going to do amazing things. All those things just have a way of boosting, like extra confidence. Like you tell yourself that I can, because I keep telling people that I can walk into, let's say there's a wedding, and a sleep person walks in, and half of the people will turn and look. But then I walk in probably in rags, everybody will turn. Why would everybody turn? Because some people will have something to say. This girl, she has mind. The other people say, she's fine. The other one say, she's too fat. But the most important thing is that you're making a statement. Like, it's this. So you just have to tell yourself that.
Making a statement. Make a statement anywhere you do.
Just be you. You know. So that helps me a lot. So anytime I feel like I'm slacking, you know, I just tell myself, okay, don't worry, you're good, you're okay. If you need time, if you need like a moment, just process how you feel, take it, it's okay. No pressure, nobody's judging you wherever, you know. And that's it. I'm back to my
father. I think another thing, like based on what you said, is identifying the things about yourself that is really special. Because sometimes we focus on the things that the other person has or the things we don't have, forgetting, and this is the sad part, we forget that God has blessed us with so much gifts and so many unique abilities. And we need to always remind ourselves, oh, I'm really good at this. Oh, I'm great at that. Oh, this is my talent. Oh, this makes me look good. Oh, I love my face. Oh, I love this. Remind yourself that you have so many things about you that is special and makes you, and bask in that. At least that is what I had to start doing.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
For me, I mean, I think it can be applicable to all people as well, but for me it was to actually get to know myself. At some point I realized that I didn't need to look at the mirror. And so I didn't like taking pictures. I mean, there was a reason. The backstory was because I wasn't confident because of my lazy eye. A lot of people say they don't notice it, but that's because I read up. So again, I wasn't paying attention to myself, my body. So when I decided to read up on what a lazy eye was, why I had it, it gave me more context, and I learned that you could actually control it, or you could correct it over time. So that was how I started paying attention to myself. Then I realized that I didn't like taking pictures, and then I had to force myself to start taking pictures. I realized that, I didn't used to cut my hair. Why don't you cut your hair? I had to ask myself that question. I just basically paid attention to myself. Right, and instead of making excuses, so for me that helped.
Well, this has been a very lovely conversation. Yeah. And that this actually brings us to the end of this particular episode. And if you haven't taken anything away, please rewind, start afresh. But I think the bottom line is understand that God loves you. God loves you tremendously. Oh, that's the right word.
As simple as it sounds, it makes all the difference.
All the difference. You are so loved and you are so blessed. He has given you gifts, talents. Identify it, like Jeffrey said, figure out. Learn more about yourself and then appreciate those things. And then again, God loves you. And that should be your foundation.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us once again.
Thanks for having us.
We'd love to have you again very soon.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening. And I hope you come back next time. Once again, this is Tribe Urban Podcast. And stay blessed.